The waiting list exists because the state hasn't allocated enough money to serve everyone who has applied for the program. Almost 3,500 names were on the list, but the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has taken about 40% of the names off the list.
And there were 1,226 persons on the waiting list that have now been taken off as their information was no longer correct, or person no longer received services, or they were unable to be contacted.
That's Department Secretary Sean Sullivan. He says the state is now ready to begin serving about 100 people from the waiting list. Mike Oxford, who heads the Topeka Independent Living Resource Center, says a sincere effort was made to reach everyone.
It is a shame that maybe someone who waited a long time and may still need assistance is out there somewhere and no one knows where to find them. But you have to ask, what else does one do?
Oxford hopes anyone who is waiting for services and hasn't been contacted in a long time will call their case manager or the Department for Aging and Disability Services. I'm Brian Thompson.